A Very Strange Woman, Episode 2. "I wonder if she'll take her phone out this time," Brad said.
"She's hard at work again, writing in her notebook," Ryan replied.
"She certainly must have to look something up sooner or later," Brad said.
"Or check her email," Ryan added.
"Or her line," Brad said. "I wonder if she's online."
"Well, I have an evening class now, so I won't find out today," Ryan said.
"And I need to get to work," Brad said.
"How have things been at the cram school lately?" Ryan asked, as he put on his jacket.
"We have some new foreign teachers," Brad replied. "We'll see how they do and how long they last."
Ryan said. "If past experience is any guide."
"Yeah, I know," Brad sighed. "But we'll wait and see how they do. See you tomorrow."
"Yeah, have a good work night. Bye," Ryan said.
Brad took the MRT to his cram school downtown. The two new teachers were already in their classrooms teaching. Brad watched and listened for a while from the window in the door. Things seemed to be going okay, though he noticed that several of the students were playing with their phones or chatting with each other. Brad went to his desk and started looking over some new promotions for the school. In-person enrollments had fallen steeply during the pandemic, and several cram schools ended up closing permanently. Brad's school was struggling to fill its classrooms again. They would also be needing some new teachers, since some teachers had to be let go. He didn't want to have to go through that again. But in fact, it happened fairly often at cram schools. He started writing up an ad to be posted in the Taiwan News, wondering who, if anybody, the cat would drag in this time.